It's undeniable that Virginia's economy has changed in recent decades. Some of those changes are obvious and well known. But David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project tells us about one that may come as a surprise.
This story is by David Ress, a reporter with the Virginian Pilot and Daily Press. It's a story about an industry that barely existed 10 years ago in Hampton Roads that now generates more revenue than the region's fishing and farming sectors combined. We're talking about highway tolls, $180 million a year business. This is partly due to the area's geography. With so much water, it requires very expensive bridge tunnels. They're talking about planning right now an $800 million expansion of the 23-mile series of bridges and tunnels that connect Virginia Beach and the Eastern Shore, and a project for the expansion of the Hampton Roads Bridge Tunnel, which connects Hampton and Norfolk.
Now, David, the state established a fuels tax surcharge to provide money for all these projects. What has become of that?
The tax is simply not enough to pay big ticket items. So you're seeing much more tolls. I-64, there are HOV lanes, which they're converting to HOT lanes, where the toll will go up according to congestion. Money from the HOT tolls is expected to pay 10% of the money to expand the Hampton Roads Bridge Tunnel, which is a major choke point of congestion.
Well, it's safe to say that the growth of tolling has created some controversies.
Top of the list is the $1.5 billion spent on the road and bridge network connecting Norfolk and Portsmouth. This was done during the Bob McDonald administration, and a private concessionaire has the right to collect tolls for 58 years.
Former Governor Terry McAuliffe called that a bad deal for Virginia, and at least one delegate has tried to get the terms changed, but he's had no success so far. Civil War reenactments are familiar events in Virginia, but David, there is something else going on now, not far from Richmond.
This story is by Chris Suarez, a reporter with the Richmond Times-Dispatch. A group of World War II Vietnam military vehicle enthusiasts have turned a section of Hanover County into their own private war games area. This is associated with the Glen Allen VFW Post 10657. They have reenactments where people shoot blanks, machine guns, all sorts of weapons, and it's not sat well with a lot of the neighbors. Some neighbors say that this spooks their cattle and livestock, and that these heavy track vehicles cause all sorts of erosion problems.
Whether it wanted to be or not, the county is now involved because of a request that some people want to see denied.
At issue is a special use permit to build a garage to store and repair vehicles owned by members of the Virginia Military Vehicles Association.
The County Planning Commission has recommended allowing the garage if the association and the VFW will close an illegally built wetlands trail and stop the military vehicle demonstrations. It'll be up to the Board of Supervisors to make a final decision. David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. I'm Fred Eccles.